With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman Cricket is preparing to host the ICC World Cup sub-regional qualifier for the very first time March 8th through the 15th.
This is like one of the most exciting times for us here in cricket because this is the first time we've ever been able to host an ICC tournament, and this is World Cup sub-regional qualifiers for the Americas region, and we're in Zone A, and that comprises of teams from Argentina, Mexico, Suriname, and of course the host of Cayman Islands. So we're bringing everybody on island for March 6th, from the 6th to the 16th. The tournament actually begins on the 8th. We'll be playing at the Jimmy Powell Cricket Stadium, and we've been having a very warm reception from all the members in the community looking forward to this event.
President Alessandro Morris says preparations are in full swing, with government, the Ministry of Sports, and ICC delegates all backing the event.
We're the number one seed team in this Zone A, so we're expected to beat all these teams, so I'm hoping that we can follow through. But over the years, we've, in terms of our rankings, we've always played well at the sub-regional, then get to the Division One level, so I'm expecting Cayman to put on a good show in front of the home crowd on our home conditions. I'm expecting that our players would relish the opportunity to perform really well in front of the Cayman public. So looking forward to our prospects. The number one team from this region moves on to the Division One round, which would be next year, because there's two rounds to this area. So Zone A, which is what we're at, and then Zone B is in Bermuda later on in the year. And the number one team from each zone will end up in Division One with Canada, USA for the Division One. Now, the winner of Division One ends up in the World Cup. So this is huge for us.
Morris says the team has made major strides under coach Dave Bernard, with improved fitness, new coaching support, and standout players like tournament MVP Jeremiah Baker. He adds that youth cricket will be showcased throughout the tournament, with kids taking the field between matches to experience international cricket up close and build excitement for the next generation. The Cayman Islands women's national football team is gearing up for a major home fixture in the 2026 CONCACAF Women's Championship qualifiers. Cayman will host Guatemala on March 6th at the Truman Borden Sports Complex, with kickoff set for 7 p.m. Tickets are $25 and available now through Tickets Plus. Fans are being encouraged to come out in full force as the national squad looks to make a statement on home soil in the official CONCACAF showdown. A young but determined Sister Island squad made a major statement at the national championships, putting together one of their strongest national swim outings to date. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has this report.
The Sister Islands Swim Club turned in one of the strongest national performances yet at the Swimming Championships in Camana Bay. Across 4 days of competition, the 10-member squad racked up more than 40 personal bests and 11 medals. Coaches say the results reflect the athletes' hard work, along with the guidance of several coaches. The club says they're proud of how the swimmers competed, lifted each other up, and carried the Sister Islands legacy with heart all weekend.
And the National Men's Basketball League delivered another action-packed weekend featuring four competitive matchups across two nights as teams showcased sharp shooting, strong rebounding, and standout individual performances. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles with a breakdown of all four games.
We start on Sunday night with the Soul Blazers and Pilipinas. The Soul Blazers opened the weekend with a commanding 93-78 win over Pilipinas, powered by a brilliant scoring display from Tariq Smith-James. He poured in 36 points, hitting from deep, attacking the rim and finishing perfect at the free throw line. Samuel Ogaro added 24 points on efficient shooting, while Jacob Welds anchored the interior with a 10-point, 10-rebound double-double. Pilipinas stayed competitive behind Chris Lantayo's 19 points and 9 boards. Christian Corpus added 18 points and 12 rebounds, and Eugene Barriardo knocked down 5 threes on his way to 17 points. Next matchup on Sunday, the Lions took on the under-17 Storm. Experience won out as the Lions overpowered the Storm 90-65. Daniel Quinlan led the charge with 32 points on a highly efficient night. Jerome Narcisse added 20 points with 9 assists, while Curtis Wilson posted an 18-point, 12-rebound double-double. For the Storm, Jovan Bevins impressed with 21 points and 12 rebounds. Mason Miller contributed 11 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists, and Drew Miles added 9 points. Now moving to Monday's action, starting with Michelob Ultra and Coca-Cola. Michelob Ultra dominated from start to finish in a 97-51 victory. Brad Lansdell delivered one of the weekend's most complete performances, 34 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, and 5 steals. Brian Ebanks added 25 points, going a perfect 5-for-5 from two-point range, while Joanki Montero-Espinal chipped in 14 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists. Coca-Cola was led by Michael Jacoban with 29 points and 10 rebounds. Christian Vivitt grabbed 12 boards, and Dardian Morgan added 8 rebounds. And the weekend closed with the Soul Blazers back on court, but this time against their rivals, the Lions. The Blazers wrapped up their weekend with a strong 74-56 win, leaning on rebounding and efficient scoring. Samuel Ogaro once again led the way with 23 points and 13 rebounds. Jacob Welds added 15 points, hitting all 5 of his free throws, while Justin Galab contributed 14 points and 13 rebounds. For the Lions, Jerome Narcisse finished with 25 points and 13 rebounds. Philip Webb added 11 points, including 3 triples, and Curtis Williams chipped in 6 points and 9 rebounds. For Radio K-Man Sports, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
That's it for Radio K-Man's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.